Greetings. Hello? Okay. This is Brother Lee. And I'm coming on way of Chicago, the Windy City. On this blessed day the Lord has given us to share glorious news and give some instructions and some help for those that are struggling in darkness, seeking for the light of Christ. Grateful for this day that's been given to us to be in a nation and in Zion where we're able to share the glorious news and expound the scriptures concerning the end time. We're grateful. Thanks be to God. No accident, no coincidence that you happen to be listening. Yes, Christ Jesus is soon to come to conquer the nations and subdue the nations of himself and to rule and reign 1,000 years with his saints over the kingdom of this earth. Now we are ready to share with you some things today. Brother Lee, gospel, blog, talk show. Representative the King of Kings, the Church of Christ with Elijah message. Christ is coming very soon, just as the scripture says in Matthew 24 and Revelation 19, to conquer, as the conqueror, the Lion of Judea. He first came as the Lamb of God, the suffering servant who gave his life. But the second time, he's coming as King of King, Lord of Lord, conqueror. Satan's time is up. Man's rule is up. Time for the kingdom of God to rule and reign in the earth. Daniel 7, Revelation 12. The promise of God are coming to true, and we're sharing today with all people in every place, in every nation. For darkness is great upon the earth, and terror and sorrow and judgment is filling nations. But there's some good news. There's some wonderful news out of all of this. There's a way of deliverance that Christ has made through his death and suffering to redeem us, to rescue us, to recover us and restore us, to reconcile us to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5. Jesus' total and complete mission is not only to redeem, rescue, and reconcile, but to restore us, but to reconcile us to the Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21. So today, let me share with you, as a servant of Christ, Without money, without price. I don't ask you for any money and no scam, no games. Just give you the glorious and wonderful evidence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. First to the Jew it came. They rejected it as a people. Now unto the non-Jewish people in the nation, they accepted the gospel. Now they're turning their back on God. And notice again, turning to the physical Jew and raising up the spiritual Jews, which is the redeemed church of Jesus Christ. Galatians 3, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ. They are the spiritual sons of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's now calling the natural Jews and restore them back to the homeland in 1948, as Daniel the prophet says, but they were restored without repentance and faith upon the Messiah. They have not yet come to redemption in faith in Christ. They're still in sin and darkness, just as many Gentile nations are. But the gospel, the glorious gospel of Christ, the glorious and wonderful good news, there's hope for all mankind. So I'm going to share with you a few things today. And I hope it may give you some hope, give you some strength, and give you some light. I'm going to share with you the practical side of God's love, the practical side of the love of God. Thank you, Jesus. What I now refer to as the now and here, the daily living. What has God provided? What is the gospel? What has He spoken that concerning your daily life in this earth? What has He provided? What assurance have He given you? When you are His son, when you are the redeemed child, you are the covenant one in Christ. What is His promise and assurance to you in this earth, in your daily lives, your provision, your benefits? Not just going to heaven, which is the great, great decision, preparing to get eternal life, which I spoke to you and show you about eternal life in 1 John chapter 5 and the Gospel of John chapter 3, about eternal life, redemption. But now we're going to move on to the other aspects, what Christ paid for and suffered for on the cross to give you, that's yours while you live in this earth daily. Your Father, you being a son, redeemed, for as many as believe or receive Him, He give them the rights to be called the sons of God. John 1 and 12. Galatians says the non-Jewish people, the Gentiles, hearing the gospel of Christ, became the spiritual sons, no longer just servants, but in the New Testament, we are redeemed sons. This is why Joel chapter 2 says, before Christ came, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all nations. Sons and daughters, you would make them. My sons and daughters. In the New Testament, you're not just servants of Rome, you're sons and daughters. You've been reconciled through the death of Christ, redeemed, justified, saved through His death and resurrection victory. You have a right to have access, Ephesians 2, verse 15 to 18. You have access to the throne of God. Access. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. You have access, my sons, right to the throne of God. Philippians, Hebrews 4 and 12 says, come boldly to the throne of grace. This is one of the great things, the here and now blessing, that every believer that's born again, saved, and washed in the blood has this daily provision, daily covenant promise that you have access to the mercy seat, to the throne of God. The Apostle Paul says, I think what it says in 4 chapter of Hebrews 12, come boldly to the throne of grace, seeking mercy, grace, and help in a time of need. So every need, every small detail, God is concerned about every need, every detail in your life, every aspect of your life where you live. He's your father, you his child, you his son, his daughter, redeemed. You are important to him as a father, just like your natural father, a good father, natural mothers are concerned about their children. So is your heavenly father. When you have made a covenant and redemption in Christ, being born again, he is your father. You can access through Jesus Christ. You can boldly come to the Father through Jesus Christ. But you must be in Christ. I said you must be in Christ and Christ in you. Colossians 1:27. I said Christ must be living in you through the Holy Ghost, through the Spirit of truth, through the power of God, through hearing the gospel, repentance and faith, and baptism, born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. You are now in the kingdom of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You're part of the King's children, the family of God, the body of Christ, the covenant one, the redeemed one, saved, sanctified, justified, purified, reconciled by the Lamb of God, faith in him. Oh, thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our daily bread is that he wants us to have the victory in every aspect. Your Father is concerned about every aspect in your life, beloved. The here and now, the here and now in this present world, as you walk and live for him, going to that journey when he shall come or your death shall take you and you shall go to his glory. Ready to leave the mind. Sing it. The Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, who dwells in the Father and Father in him, says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, now he, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promise. Verse 7. If that first covenant in the Old Testament, bulls and heifers, had been faultless, then there's no place for the faultless. We are under the new covenant, not the old covenant.
It was not sufficient to bring us to God, to reconcile, to wash away our sins, give us a new heart and a clear conscience before God. But the new covenant, Christ lives in us. God is revealed in us through Christ, a new heart, a new spirit, reconcile. We were separate, dead through Adam's sins, cut off. But now we're reconciled through faith, through the blood, the atoning blood of Christ. If you don't believe me, read Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 3. That's not enough. Romans 6, Romans 8. We're not just servants. We're sons and daughters. He's our Father. Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Father. Thank you, Jesus. We have a better covenant than the Old Testament people had. So one of the promising things of the new covenant, we have access to the throne daily with every need, every problem, every weakness, every sorrow that comes. We have access to the throne through Jesus Christ, to the throne of God, to the throne room. We can daily, by faith, in prayer, enter the throne room of God. This is what the Apostle Paul revealed to us in the New Testament, a better covenant. Beloved, you as a Christian, these little minor problems, He is concerned. You're his child. Every detail of your life is important to him. Then here and now, you're not alone when you walk, when your husband or your children forsake you, or your job or your house, you're lost. You're not alone, never. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you alone. Even when you forsake me and turn your back on me and walk in darkness, I will still my everlasting love, my everlasting redeeming love, requite you. You're written on the palms of my hand. You may be backsliding, but he remembers you because you're written on the palm and not forget you. And he's seeking to draw you, just like he drew Israel out of idolatry, who continued sin in that day. They continue to worship other gods. And he said, you're written on the palms of my hand, Isaiah 54. And the redeemed creature is written in his heart and his hand because you are the redeemed in him. Not only in his palms and hand, you're written in his heart because you in him and he is in you. The tablets of his love is written on your heart. So he has not forgiven you when all people have forsaken you. You can come to the throne room. Hebrews 4:8-12-13, Paul said, come boldly. You have a right. You're not a servant. You have a right access as a son to his own mother and father's go in the refrigerator. Whatever your need is, you're not a servant only. But you have first place, been promoted to sons, born of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You have this here and now in your daily disappointments. People disappoint you all the time, break your heart. Your children disappoint you. Your kinfolks come against you. Disappointment, sorrow, but you have access to the throne of the living God as a believer in Christ. Now, sinners, they're outside. We were all sinners and dead in sin. Spiritually dead, cut off. Ephesians chapter 2. Romans chapter 5. 1 Corinthians 15. We're all dead and separated by spiritually death. When Adam sinned, he spiritually died under the curse of sin. He started to physically die slowly. But instantly he was separated from God. He spiritually died. The physical part is a gradual thing. He gives us a time of probation to get right with God, called the day of probation. While you live in this earth, you're on a probation time to endure to the end or stand faithful to the end is another word, because you're going to have to be tested, prosecuted, and hated, and you have to endure that and overcome that and be faithful to the end. If you fall, he'll pick you up. He'll recover you. He'll remarry to the backslide. If you're weak, he'll make you strong. You have your access to the strength of God, to the living God, to Christ. You have access to the here and now. Because Paul said, let the weak say that I'm strong. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom should I? He's the strength of my. Whom should I fear? Whom should I be afraid? He's the supernatural strength of my life, my body, my mind, my soul, my life. You have availability. You have access to supernatural strength in your body, in your mind, your soul, and your spirit. He is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? You don't have to fear. You can walk in faith because he's promised. You have access to the throne room. Go to your daddy, to your father. You have a covenant right to be humbly, meekly, through Jesus Christ, and say, I come just to say hello, daddy. I thank you. I honor you today. I submit to you today for life today. That every detail you can tell him, look, about your children, about the problem, about your difficulty, and tell him about your joys and your victory and your triumphs, about your failures and your weakness. You don't have daily bread, but he's concerned because we have a better covenant on better promises in the New Testament saints. Do you not know you have access to the throne? Well, let's see. Another here and now. while we live in this earth that's available to you as believers in Christ, saved, sanctified believers in Christ, redeemed, washed in the blood as sons. Romans 5 says, if the Spirit of Christ live in us, if Christ lives in us and the Spirit of God is in us, we are sons and daughters, access, favored, in the house. Everything in the house belongs to us. We're not outside as servants, beggars, but we're sons. To the here and now, while we live in this earth, meeting every difficulty, every trial, every disappointment, we have access because he is concerned about every detail of his children's life. In the fifth chapter of the writings of Revelation that John the Beloved received on the Isle of Patmos to give to us in our abridged version of the Bible. Wow. Let's see. In the fifth chapter of Revelation by our Lord Jesus through the prophet. To the prophet and apostle John. John the beloved apostle, not John the Baptist. In verse 8, the here and now, daily in this earth, what we have available to you and I in Christ. And when he had taken the book, and the four beasts, the four and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials for the orders, which are the prayers of the saints. Do you know all of your prayers? Maybe some of your prayers are not according to the will of God, unto the word of God, unto the promise of God, but all of your prayers of the saints, the redeemed in Christ, it says, there is a vial of foot of order, which is street order, which is the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints are before the throne, hallelujah, as a sweet-smelling incense. The prayers of the righteous, the prayers of the redeemed. All of your prayers you may not have answered, or you have not received an answer, instant answer, because some answers are long range. Some answers are in the making. So don't give up. If they're according to the word of God, according to the will of God, to the promise of God, they're coming. Hold fast your faith. Because in the here and now, he promised. All of your prayers are before him as a sweet smell in Jesus Christ. He answered because of Jesus. You got to be in Christ. Christ got to be in you. That's a hallelujah. You're not a serpent. Your prayers, they have access. When you're washing your dishes, you can tell him about heartaches. Well, my husband is not acting right. My neighbor's not acting right. My children don't want to go to school. Lord, I need some money for the body as a material. He would hear you. He would answer. Is he concerned about you? About your daily needs in this earth provision? You know what he said in Psalms 23 to the prophet, to the king, the warrior, the psalmist, David? You know what he said? This truth is for us too, because we're on a new covenant. We have a better promises. Not only all the good promises old, but better and greater promises in the new. King David, the psalmist David of Israel, said, the Lord Jehovah is my shepherd. The 10th chapter of John said, Jesus is the good shepherd that laid down his life for his sheep. I said, Jesus, Yeshua, is the one that laid down his life for his sheep. Hallelujah. He took his life up on the third day. No, Islam is not right. Buddha is not. Zoroaster, Hindu is not right about what Jesus is. He is the Christ, the risen Lord. No, he's not a prophet. He's not a master. He's the Son of God, the risen Lord and Savior, soon coming King. At the scriptures, Revelation 19, 17. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, you see he's coming. Matthew 24, he's coming in the clouds of glory with his saints and for his saints. Because the saints in heaven are coming with him, hardly to battle against the Antichrist and the false prophet when he comes to conquer the earth. Yes, we have access right to the throne room in Christ. If you have sin in your life, you can say, Lord, blot out my iniquity, forgive me and deliver me, make me to overcome. 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 1. If you fail, you fumble the ball. It's not over with. The devil said, oh, you failed. You had a fumble. That's okay if you had a fumble. Jesus will make you an overcomer. Not only forgive you, the devil don't want you to know that, you know. The thing that you have when you're in the earth, when you fumble the ball and mess up, the Bible said confess your sins with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, John 5:39, 5:37, and 1 John chapter 1, if any man sin, he have an advocate. Don't sin on purpose now. Don't sin just thinking you're going to get away with it. Because you won't walk and live in the sin if you really love him and born of God. Thank you, Jesus. You may make a mistake and a failure. You have access to the mercy seat. 1 John chapter 1, chapter 2. Romans 6 say you won't live in sin and practice sin if you've been born again and washed in the blood. Your nature has been changed, your mind has been changed, your desire has been changed, and you won't love sin anymore. You might fail, but you don't love sin anymore. Hallelujah. You fell out of love with sin when you got Christ in your new nature. You're born anew. That's what it means, born anew with a new heart, a new spirit. Surely the Lord God has crucified us daily and mortified the flesh through the work of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. You have access to the mercy seat when you fail. The devil said God don't want you. He's a liar, John 10. He's a father lies, and he will accuse you and deceive you. That's why you got to trust in the Lamb, his word. You have access to his word, to write it, read his word, and study his word every day. You got 5 Bibles and all the promises and all the instructions and all the relations and all the covenants that he's made is there in the book. Read the book. And here and now, the present tense now in the earth, know what's available to you through his suffering and his death and his victory over Satan, sin, death, and the grave. Right now, while you live, you're not alone. The promises of God, the Holy Spirit, the angels of the Lord are walking round about you. You can't pray to angels. Let the Catholic Church do, bow down and pray. That's forbidden. Angels of God won't accept prayer or they won't accept worship. But demons and false religions will accept worship. But the angels of God are there. And as we go to Jesus, you can always use the word and ask God to release his angels through Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 1, Psalms 34, Psalms 91. You have angels given to protect you. If you walk in the light and the truth and release the word of God daily on your life, your children will be protected. Divine protection, the here and now. I said divine protection, violence and murder and violence in the earth. Genesis 6, if earth shall be filled with violence and crime, you have divine protection. No, I know you may not have a shotgun up. I'm not against people protecting their homes and hives and their citizens with weapons of this earth. I'm not against that. But the believers have something greater than that, more sure than that. They have divine protection. Every day, if they release it, as they walk in the light of Christ, they need not fear no evil, nor fear violence. Psalms 23 said, I don't have to fear no evil, no devil, no demon, no witch, no warlock, no man, no might, no storm, no valley, no difficulty. All the storms and earthquakes are coming. Oh, don't you want to have assurance in the here and now? In this life, he will preserve and deliver you and preserve you. He made a promise. The shield, your rock, your defense, your deliverer, in his right hand, he will preserve you. Read the psalmist. I'll keep you as the apple of my eye. Release the promise and walk in the promise daily. Say, Father, you promise through your son, Jesus, through the blood of Christ. Oh, you can walk under the power of the blood. Revelation 12, I overcome the evil one in the blood of the Lamb. Every evil plan of Satan every day. You can speak and I counsel the plans of Satan and of man against my life and my children. And I release the blood. The Lord God is my son and my shield, my buckler, my rock. Psalms 18, Psalms 91, Psalms 46. By faith. Under his wings. Hallelujah. Divine protection in the here and now. With all the evil, violence, and venom that's going on in these cities, you can walk in peace. How can you have peace? Because you have assurance from the living God. How can you have rest? Because you have assurance of his word from the living God. You have access to the promises. They're yours. Implement. Impart them. Take hold to them by faith. Hebrew 12. Hebrew chapter 11. By faith. Proclaim them on your children. You don't have to be. Listen. You have divine protection. Assurance. Access. Divine protection. Oh, you worried about how you're going to hungry and your food and your financial. Let's see the here and now, the promises. Let's go over to Matthew, the food, the daily small things like buying clothes and colorings and books and for their educational future. Is he concerned about the educational future? Sure he is. He's your dad. He's your father. Concerned about your children's education and their future. Hallelujah. Not only he's concerned about the eternity, soul and life be ready to meet him, but he's concerned about your here and now, in the present tense. The things you have to need in this life, he's made provision. You don't have to be bigger. You don't have to be stretched out like, oh, worry not, fret not. He says in Psalm 37, fret not, worry not. You don't have to be stretched out anymore. Philippians 4 and 8, said be anxious for nothing. Philippians in 3, 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, Ephesians. And then you go to 4 and 7, he tells us what to think on, how to think our minds, think on these things. Not think on your problems. You commit your problem to God and trust him. Because that's the provision. You don't have to be stressed out about this life, but the money's problem, Psalm 37. Philippians 4 said, be anxious for nothing. You're a child of God. Paul said, don't be stressed out, worry about nothing. He commanded us not to worry, not to fret, but in everything by prayer. Oh, the throne. Everything by prayer, your daily provision, your throne of God. Wow. Why are you stressed out and worried? When the Bible says, fear not. God has not given his spirit of fear, mean to worry. It's Timothy 1 and 7. No, what is it? Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, I think 8. Paul says, with all the trouble and his persecution in his day, he says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, to worry, to fret. Why are you worrying, fretting? When you have the arm of the living God and the promise of God, you have access in the here and now, the present tense. When the president, governor, and the weapons can't protect or preserve you, but you have the here and now. Promises. Now, he says, fear not. In the chapter 1 of Joshua, when they was facing many enemies and giants, he commanded Joshua to go over and take the children to victory in the new land. By the way, he gave them the most precious land in the earth. So he wants you to have land and property and business because you have a better covenant. Didn't know that, huh? You ain't got to be a beggar. You can own part of this earth because your father is the overseer of this earth. You are his child. You can own part of this real estate, because he gave Israel the best land on the earth. You have a better covenant with better promises. Yeah. Quit worrying about it. He has made provision through his word. Search it out. Joshua chapter 1, he said, be not dismayed, neither be afraid. So you're living in fear and worry. That's the plan of the devil, to kill you and destroy you and oppress you. But the will of God in Christ. He said to Joshua 1, be not dismayed. You need to be afraid. Wow, great eternal Jehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua, in said to Joshua with all the giants and difficulties ahead of them. You have giants of problems in your way. You're just making them more mountain by worrying and fretting. He said, why are you worried? Joshua, Israel, why are you fretting? Why are you, Christian, why are you worried? You're not walking in the light of the promise of your Father in the here and now? What are you walking in, trusting in the arm of your flesh? Or the president, the governor, or God? What are you trusting in for your provision? Listen, in Joshua 1, he told Israel and Joshua, their leader, do not worry, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. If the Lord God was with Moses and we have a better covenant on better promises, Hebrew 8 says, then if he were able to preserve Moses and the children, is he able to preserve you and your household and your children? I said, if you're able to preserve and deliver Israel out of Egypt and preserve them from all their enemies as long as they walk in his stature and his judgment, you were able to keep them, protect them from all their enemies and be a shield. Why do you think he can't protect you if you have a better covenant, as Hebrews says, a better promises on a better sacrifice, Jesus, the Lamb of God, a better ministry, a better covenant with better promises? If he protected all of Israel, can he protect you and preserve you? Can he feed you? He fed the children of Israel with no grocery stores, no crops in the middle of a desert. Did he provide? Was he the God of provision, Jehovah Jireh? Is he the God of provision, the here and now in your life? Would you trust his word and his promises? Or would you just fret and be anxious and fear? Fear is not faith. But exercise faith in the promise. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans said, if you hear the word, preach the word, the taught word, the exalted word, you hear the word, faith cometh. You hear the word of God, Romans 10, preach word. The exalted word, the taught word, the prophetic word, the prayer word, the study word, your faith will come alive in the here and now to overcome every situation. But you meditate in the word day and night and hear the preached word and the taught word. Psalms 1. Yeah, that mountain. You hear it now. Here and now in this life, you don't have to die to get to victory. The only die you have to die to sin and self and live unto God. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, he's a provider. Now, you're fretting, and as a little child, when you haven't matured in Christ, you know, your little child, your baby, and you have children, they totally depend on their mom and their dad. And they look at the little child, and they look to their mom and daddy, totally trust mom, dad. Well, you have a heavenly father. Go to your dad. He is greater than your earthly father and to you, and a greater mother and her husband and everything else than any earthly is. He lacks nothing. I want you to know that live your life in faith and hope in the here and now. Jesus said something and taught something in the book of Matthew. Many call it the Sermon on the Mount. He didn't have no loudspeaker, but he knew where to stand and sit between mountains so his voice could carry. Between waters and between mountains, he could speak to 10,000, 5,000 people and they could hear him. I wonder, are we hearing him or hearing our fears or hearing the devil? The promise is, if you hear him, whom shall I fear? David asked. So why are you in fear. When the Lord says he's my shield, my buckler, my rock, my deliverer, my rock, my defense, my sword, then why are you fearing? In the here and now, you don't have to walk in fear. You can walk in faith and assurance. And the peace of God will keep your heart. Now, if you allow fear and worry, then you're not believing God's word. But Philippians 4 says, now the peace of God will keep your heart if you commit your way and your trust and your fears and your doubts to God and cast all your cares upon him every day and go to the throne of God. You have access right to the throne through Jesus, through the blood of the cross. And this is assurance is given to you in the here and now where you walk with all the minor difficulties and great difficulties you face. The here and now. Provision. Access to the throne. And in Matthew, we'll go and read what it says about the laws of the kingdom. Why should you worry? Why should you fret? God has not given it the spirit of fear, but love, faith, peace, power, and a sound mind. Timothy says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear has torment, John says. There's another type of fear, which is called the fear of God. It's a different type of fear. But we're talking about the negative side of fear that the devil wants us to have, to be tormented and upset every day so he can kill us early, die early, over stress, worry. When Jesus said, fear not, neither be afraid, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me, believe in my Father. Then believe in my word. John 14. Fear not, little flock, neither be afraid. For the Lord thy God, as he told Joshua, I will take you over this. I will take you over this river on the other side. I'll be with you. Be not afraid. That's a command. Be not dismayed. That's a command. Neither worry or fret not. That's a command. So while you're walking, your kidneys and heart can't take it. Why should you die before your time worrying? Whose fault is that? It's your choice. It's your choice. It's my choice. To either believe the word of God and said, now the peace of God shall keep my heart and mind because I have assurance. I have access to the word and to the promise and to the throne. God will not fail me. His word will not fail me. His promise will not fail me. I have access to the promises of God. To the here and now. To the here and now daily. Now let's see what further in the here and now. The seventh chapter of Matthew. Jesus made a statement teaching the laws of the kingdom. Have you read the laws of the king? The king, the Lord our God. Jesus, the Lord, our high priest, the Lord, our deliverer, our redeemer, our creator, our maker, the Lord Jesus who rose from the dead and redeemed us from the curse of sin and death, the Lord, our protector, our deliverer. Have you read? Have you take time to find out what his word is to talking to you as the redeemed believers? Well, I don't have time. I'm busy. Well, that's why you're in the trouble you're in. Too busy. To access the word and access the throne. The seventh chapter of Matthew. Now, the sixth chapter first. Verse 24. Jesus is talking about the laws of living in the here and now in the kingdom on the earth. He spake and taught the people. He that has ear, let him hear. Do you take time to hear and study the word of God and listen for the Holy Ghost? Wow. Jesus is coming. Now listen what it says. What the scripture says in the sixth chapter. Chapter 6, the here and now, the here and now, the here and now. the daily life. Jesus said, Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and the world, or this flesh, or sin, or the things of this world. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. You know, most people are living without hope, without expectation, without faith, and they're trying to live their life by their five senses, or by, I got this, or I'm in good shape, or I got this job, or I got this. What if all those things fail and crumble? Where's your faith and your hope then? Do you have access to the promise of God, to the word of God, to the assurance of God? Or you just sit there and worry and stretch yourself and die? The children of God had a better option. The children of God have a better way with what they have access to, the cross and to the death and the resurrection of our Lord. Jesus said, in teaching the laws of the kingdom, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life. Why are you fretting and worrying when you have looked at me and my promises? What you should eat and what you should drink, yet for your body. What you should put on. Is not the life more than the meat in the body, than the raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, the birds. Neither do they reap. They don't have a job. They don't hit no clock. Neither do they gather into the barn. They don't go to the grocery store and build up. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you, the believers in Christ, are you not much better or more important than they? God is asking you a question. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? He counts the sand of the sea. He knows the thousands, 100,000 stars by name. He knows and count the hairs on your head. Let me know he's concerned about every detail of my life and knows it, and every concern. Why take ye thought for raiment, or worry, or fret yourself? Consider the lilies of the field. But they grow, and they toil, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye of little faith? Will he not provide for you, O little faith, if you walk after him and access his promises and come to his throne humbly and have assurance that he is your God of provision? Wherefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, whether shall we clothe? For all these things do the sinners of the ungodly fret about. But what did he say? Your priority should be in the here and now. If you want to walk and live without worry and fretting, what is the assurance you can take? Chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 33. But seek ye, desire you, or possess, or pursue after. But seek ye, pursue after. First seek ye, first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. Christ is God's righteousness. And all these things shall be added or given unto you, if you walk after Christ and obey. That means you give and sow your seeds and your tithes, your offering also, and he opened the windows of heaven likewise, and give what you have. Take no thought for tomorrow. You people are sitting up worried about next week, Friday, and they're almost having a heart attack and stroke. He just said, have faith for the day and believe God today. And be, can he not take care of tomorrow and the next day and the next week for you, if you trust and walk after him? The children of Israel perished because they refused to trust and believe the promise of God, and they died in the wilderness because of unbelief, and they perished. In the wilderness, because they dare not to believe the promise. They would not walk by faith. They would not trust the living God. The just shall live by faith. If you try to live your life, beloved, in the here and now, without actually trusting and believing God daily in his word, you'll never make it. You'll never overcome. But the just shall live by faith. Well, I think it says, what is that? 5 and 7 of 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, I think it's 5 and 7, or 2 Corinthians 13 and 8. The just shall live by faith, not sight, nor by emotions, nor by feelings, but the promise of the New Testament. God cannot lie. You have access, either here and now, to every one of your needs. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Is he concerned about your health and the health of your children? Third epistle of John starts off with this. I would above all things, John said to the saints, that you prosper be in health. That's the will of God, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper or pursue the kingdom. Pursue the kingdom and his laws and his will, and all things will be added to you. No, you don't have to go to no lottery. No, God is not a gambler. He's not into luck business. He's into assurance business called faith. That God cannot lie. What you know what David says in Psalms 37, I think it's, 25, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That is the assurance of promise in the here and now, when the world is in famine. That doesn't apply to you. That's to the kingdom of this world, the children of the outcast, the sinners, the one that's trusting in this present order thing. But to you that are redeemed, you have a better promise. Fear not, neither worry. The Lord is thy shepherd, and I shall not want. I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You're not a beggar. He will not make you a beggar if you trust in his promise and his word. You have access to his provision in the here and now. The here and now, the present tense. When Wall Street fall and the banking system fail, not too far off, business, it may seem to be throbbing and gleaming and globbing now, but in a little while, famine and sorrow and grief, the kingdom of men must come to an end. And all his systems and greed and wickedness built upon money shall come to an end. Hallelujah. The kingdom of this world and its systems and godly system are coming to an end. Listen, beloved, but you have an assurance and access in the here and now. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, David said, Samson. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You know the reason why you're in that situation? As a Christian believer, because you fail to check and balance out what he says. And that's your Heavenly Father, because you accessed the throne and said, this is what you said, Dad. So I'm not going to cry nor weep. Let Mary weep, but I ain't weeping. I weep for the souls of men that are being lost. That's my weeping, my sorrow. I pray for those that are bound and oppressed in darkness that you might loosen. That's my weeping and my sorrow. But not weeping for my needs, because you have promised. I have access to the word and to the promises that are sure. He wants you to be well. Jesus went everywhere healing all that sick and oppressed of the devil. Chapter 10, Acts 10:38. I said he want you well. He said in Deuteronomy, what is that, chapter 7, he told Israel, I'll put none of those sickness or diseases that the Egyptian had, I will take them away from you. So we have a better covenant than they had. Israel had a new and better covenant. He said, I'll take all the sickness if you heed my word, my precepts, my laws, and walk after them. Now, some of you all will not heed the laws of life and health
as well as the laws of faith. You don't want to eat every junky thing that he commands you not to eat. Every unfilthy animals or unclean or destructive thing you want to put in your mouth, and then you won't think you're going to have good health. You don't want to drink no water. You want to drink a lot of sugar, fried stuff. So you want to live in health. You have to live in wisdom as well as use faith alone. Faith alone will not get it, will heal you and deliver you, but you have to walk in health and keep the laws of God. He wants you to be healthy, your children to be healthy, because we live in a polluted, sin-sick world, and Satan seeking to afflict everybody. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Psalms 34. The Lord will deliver you. He will give you insight, wisdom, and faith and deliverance. In the here and now, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, which is according to my word and according to my will, I will do it, saith the Lord God. John 4, Jesus said, whatsoever it is right in my sight, a right is a promise. Go read the promise to your father. Say, Father, you promised this. When our children, little children, you make a promise to them and send to them, I'm going to get this for you when Christmas, I'm going to get this July. They said, I'm getting it. They exercise faith. I'm going to get a toy at Christmas. They begin to confess, I'm going to get my toy for Christmas. It ain't got here yet, but they can start confessing. Because why? They have the promise of their mom or their dad, and they believe it. And so they begin to rejoice. Christmas is 6-7 months ahead, but they said, I'm going to get a bike for Christmas. I'm going to get a bike. It's coming. It's coming. My dad said so. My mom said so. Well, you have a heavenly father. His word is more sure than your earthly father and mother. God rejoicing. He's faithful. He's not going to give you any evil gift. Don't go asking God for nothing evil, which is contrary to word. He's not going to give it to you. Don't ask him for no number to go to Joliet and win. No, he's not going to give. The devil might give it to you, but God won't give, because he's not a gambler. God is not a gambler. Jesus is not a gambler. He don't throw dice. He don't play cards. He don't participate in luck. He participates in his word. His word is faithful, but God cannot lie. Numbers 23. Neither will he say anything that's not true. Wall Street fail. The government fail. Men fail. Husbands, children fail. But his word, his promises are sure. I want to say I love you today. I love you today. His word is sure. You can depend. This is Brother Lee signing off. I pray. Now, if you're not in Christ, if Jesus is not Lord of your life, you're living in a foreign land. These promises, you can lift the curse of poverty and oppression off your life through the blood of Christ, through the redeeming Christ. You can break that curse of your nation, of your legacy of poverty and oppression, and get assurance when you bow to Jesus Christ as Lord and say, save me a sinner, Lord. Romans chapter 10, Acts 4 and 12. Save me, come into my life. Redeem me from my sin. I trust you to be my Savior. I believe you died and rose again for my salvation. Come into my life. I trust you to be my Lord and Savior. Find the church. Be baptized in Jesus' name. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. He will be your here and now provider. Love you. God bless you, Brother Lee. Church of Christ, Elijah message. The servant of Christ. Elijah must first come. The last message. Said the word of the Lord. Matthew 17. We're praying for you.